Okay, so I will be presenting on HIV risk behaviors in a gendered context among youth in South Florida. These are some preliminary findings from my dissertation research. So wish me luck. Okay. So adolescent sexual activity is a matter of national concern, especially when considering rates of HIV and STI infections and teen pregnancies. Florida, where I live, is a state that stands out with sexual activity rates higher than national rates. If you can look on the slide, students who reported to ever having sex is higher, having sex before the age of 13, and also having been pregnant or gotten someone pregnant. Statistically, Florida ranks 6th in adolescent pregnancies and 2nd highest in AIDS diagnosis rates. The objective of my study was to look at gender differences in the prevalence of sexual risk behaviors among adolescents in South Florida, and also look at correlates of these sexual risk behaviors. Why I chose South Florida? The state of Florida participates in the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System, which monitors 6 categories of priority health risk behaviors among adolescents, including sexual risk behaviors. For those of you that don't know, the YRBS is designed by the CDC and administered by the state. However, there are 5 Florida counties listed here that are not included in the state-level data collection. They're funded directly by the CDC. So when we see stuff from the CDC with regards to adolescent health, it's not including these counties. Why these counties are important is because Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach make up 3 of these 5 districts. And you can see those are the dark, very, very dark areas in the South Florida area. They also make up the top 3 areas for HIV/AIDS and STI cases among adolescents in Florida. So again, when CDC reports on the state of Florida from YRBS results, this information is not included because South Florida is not included in that. Despite the high prevalence of these rates, there is a need for more attention to adolescent sexual risk behaviors, and especially at the population level for adolescents. And since these 3 counties highlighted in yellow, since they do border each other, they do have an interesting diversity, especially with the inclusion of Hispanics. I thought it would be good to look at the sexual risk behaviors. For my dissertation research, it's looking at within the area and across the county lines. So my methods, again, I used the secondary data. I used the youth risk behavior survey. I used the 2009 data that was available. And the participants were public high school students who completed the self-report survey. And again, there were 6 different categories, and one of the categories was sexual risk behaviors that they answered. The combined sample that I used had over 5,258 participants. The inclusion criteria was based on whether students answered questions to ethnicity, their age, gender, and sexual activity, as well as receipt of HIV education. The question on the survey is, have you ever been taught about AIDS or HIV infection in school? And also, have you ever had sexual intercourse? So that was the inclusion criteria. The demographics that were available from the YRBS were age, gender, grade level, I chose 9th through 12th graders, and ethnicity, Hispanic, Black or African American, white, and others. The other category I created, the other ethnicities had too small of a sample size, so I combined them. These were American Indian, Native Americans, Asians, Pacific Islanders. And there was a category, multiple ethnicity non-Hispanic. So they were all included in that other category that I created. Some of my other measures, I looked at lifetime alcohol and drug use. There were questions about lifetime drug use, and recent drug use, as well as lifetime alcohol use and recent alcohol use. All of the questions were dichotomized to yes or no, whether they had done it or not. There were questions about early initiation, so alcohol initiation, whether they had started drinking before the age of 13. They also had the same question about marijuana. Recent alcohol use looked at past 30 days. Had they had at least one drink, or had they had 5+ drinks in a row at one time? So looking at heavy drinking or binge drinking. For drug use, it looked at 7 different drug categories. They're listed there: marijuana, crack cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, ecstasy, steroid pill shots, or glue inhalants. The recent drug use looked at marijuana and cocaine use. And what I did with the 7 categories is I composed a composite variable of at least one lifetime drug, so that they use at least one of those drugs listed above there. For sexual and HIV risk behaviors, some of the other independent variables I looked at was sexual debut before the age of 13, a history of forced sex, dating violence, which the question was, have you ever had a fight with your boyfriend or girlfriend? And also I looked at receipt of HIV/AIDS education. Again, all measures were coded dichotomously, yes or no. On the left column, there were 4 HIV risk behaviors that were identified from the YRBS. Condom use, that should actually be condom non-use. Multiple sex partners, that question was whether they had 4 or more sexual partners in a lifetime. Alcohol drug or drug use at last sexual intercourse, and there was also a question about lifetime injection drug use, so I included that as well as a HIV risk. Again, I did a composite measure, which was called at least one HIV risk behavior. So a student could have 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and there were some students that had 4, which is scary, for HIV risk behaviors. Okay, for my statistical analysis, I used chi-square tests to compare gender differences in categorical variables. I also performed logistic regressions to examine the correlates of at least one HIV risk behavior. Since my interest is on gender differences, I did do the regression separately for boys and girls, so I could see what the correlates are for each gender. And I reported the adjusted odds ratio of additional students. Okay, so looking at some characteristics of participants, I realize this is small, the table's small, so I'm going to go over some of them. Overall, the majority of participants were Hispanic, and they had received HIV education, which is a good thing. The mean age was 16, and the mean grade was the 10th grade. More males than females reported alcohol, marijuana, and sexual debut before the age of 13. And more males than females reported ever having sex. More females, however, reported ever being forced to have sex. Looking at the lifetime prevalence of alcohol and drug use by gender, the only thing that wasn't statistically significant was alcohol use between the genders. For everything else, boys reported more drug use than females in all categories except for glue and inhalants. And boys also reported at least one lifetime drug. More males reported at least one lifetime drug. That was the composite variable at the bottom. For recent prevalence of alcohol and drug use, there was no significant difference between genders, again, with regards to alcohol use. For marijuana and cocaine, more males than females reported recent marijuana and cocaine use, and that recent being in the last 30 days. For the HIV risk behaviors, the higher prevalence of all but one HIV risk behavior was observed among males than females. The more females than males reported condom non-use at last sexual intercourse. For the composite variable, at least one HIV risk behavior, Again, more males than females reported at least one HIV risk behavior. For my logistic regressions, again, I reported the adjusted odds ratios separately for males and females. The females is the left column. Some points of interest. For females, females who had their first sexual initiation before 13 years of age were 4 times more likely to report at least one HIV risk behavior. For males who had early sex initiation, they were 6 times more likely. So that's very important because, you know, before 13 years, that's before they get to high school. So that's very important for HIV and prevention programs. Some other points, females who reported ever having forced sex were almost 3 times as likely to report one HIV risk behavior. Okay, some things to discuss, some important things to discuss. Looking at the drug use, lifetime drug use, again, more male users than female users reported that. There was again, no significant difference in alcohol use. So there's some important implications here for drug prevention for kids. With the HIV risk behavior, a higher prevalence of all but one HIV risk behavior was observed among males and females. And with the condom non-use among females, that's consistent with national statistics as well as the Florida state statistics as well. Some reasons for that could be partner negotiation, could also be that they're using other contraceptives other than condoms. Another possible reason could also be the forced sex that was showing up in this study, since females are 3 times as likely to show at least one HIV risk behavior. Something else that also showed up, that being Hispanic was a correlate for HIV risk for males, but not for females. Some limitations. Students may have provided responses that exhibited social desirability. Since they were asking about lifetime prevalence of stuff, it could be possible recall bias. The YRBS is a cross-sectional design, so can't determine causality from that. The instrument does also not define sexual intercourse you're talking about, whether it be anal, vaginal, or oral. And students are also not asked about sexual orientation. They're not asked about what kind of partners they've had. Some implications for future study and my upcoming dissertation. These findings can be important for prevention efforts, both drug prevention and also HIV risk prevention among Florida adolescents. An increased understanding of the roles of gender, sexual health education, and in relation to sexual risk behaviors can have implications for sexual health education programming and policy. And it's very important to, especially for this area, South Florida, to look at addressing locally relevant data, since you know some of it is different from the state data as well. And that's it. Thank you.